call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone.
That was weird.
Steve, are we good to go?
Morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, November 5th, 2025 meeting of the Lake Havasu City Planning and Zoning Commission. Would you please rise and join me for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Susanna Ballard. Commissioner Joan DeZero. Here. Commissioner Paul Lehr. Vice Chair Tiffany Wilson.
Here.
Commissioner Lonnie Stevenson.
Here.
Chair Jim Harris.
Here.
Commissioner Gabrielle Medley. Commissioner Mary Costa.
Here.
Commissioner J.P. Thornton.
Here.
Commissioner Phil Annette.
Okay, we have two vacancies. If Mr. Annette and Ms. Costa would come forward and please fill those seats. Correspondence and announcements. Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a few items today. First of all, I would like to point out that we have a new planning staff member on board, Mr. Carrington Meadows, and he's back in the very back there. If you can raise your hand again, there you go. He is our planning technician, so he'll be working closely with our staff on a lot of the activities that really closely involve contact with the public, like counter questions and visits and emails and phone calls and things like that. Second item is the 2024 building code was adopted by City Council at a recent meeting, and that's due to take effect in February, and it is an upgrade from the current 2018 building code that's being enforced. And that's just mostly an informative thing for people who may be interested. If they have questions, they might want to ask our building department what the changes are. And finally, general plan workshops, the in-person versions were held last week, and you can still participate because on Halloween night, the electronic version opened. So if you go to our website at lhcaz.gov or grab one of these forms right outside the door here on your way out, that'll give you the information you need to access and answer the questionnaire that's on there. And there's also all kinds of other good information from the entire year, practically, of the process so far. So I want to direct people to that. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have on the correspondent announcements.
Okay, let's move to minutes of the last meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections to the minutes of the last meeting by commissioners? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Ms. Zero.
I make a motion to accept the minutes as submitted for the October 15th meeting.
Do we have a second? We have a motion by Ms. Zero, second by Mr. Thornton to approve the minutes of the last meeting. Any further discussion? Hearing none, let's go ahead and place our vote.
I think I'm going to have to reset that. One moment.
I'm going to revote. Revoting?
Yes, sorry about that. I was missing one person there, so here we go. The motion to approve the minutes passes 7-0.
Okay. Let me first start by saying this is a public hearing. There's a structured order to this proceeding. The city staff will present each item. There will be time for the commission to ask questions of the staff, and then the applicant will have the opportunity to present their case to the commission. That being done, we will then open the proceeding to the public for their questions and input. After public testimony is taken, I will then close the public hearing and bring the motion back to the table for questions and conditions of approval, discussion amongst the commission, and eventually a motion to approve or disapprove. The first item on today's agenda is item number ID 25-4995, and this is a continuance to December 3rd of ID 254967, a major general plan amendment revising the future land use map designations for 1040 McCulloch Boulevard North, meets and bounds parcel number 107-15-015, a 90.5 acres from open space and park to commercial mixed use, resort residential, and resort related island. And as I understand it, the applicant has requested a continuance of the public hearing for major plan general plan amendment case ID 25-4967. / PZ2025-00111. This hearing will be continued to Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025 at 9 a.m. here in the City Council chambers located here at 92 Acoma Boulevard South. So there will be no action taken on this today. The second item on today's agenda is ID 254996, again a continuance to December 3rd, 2025, ID 254968, a plan development rezone and general plan and general development plan of 1040 McCulloch Boulevard North, meets and bounds parcel 107-15-015, a 90.5 acre parcel from golf course district to island body beach plan development to accommodate a mixed-use development with a combination of resort, marina, commercial, and residential uses and approving specific requested exceptions. Again, the applicant has requested a continuance of the public hearing for the plan development rezone and general development plan, case ID 25-4968 / PZ2025-00112. This hearing will be continued to Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025 at 9 a.m. here in the Lake Havasu City Council Chambers, located here at 92 Acoma Boulevard South. And that is all we have on our agenda today. So the next item would be the call to the public. If there's anybody that wishes to address the commission on any item whatsoever, not necessarily anything posted here today, now is the time to do it. Is there anybody that wishes to address the commission? Please come forward, state your name for the record. We may not respond to anything that you say.
Good morning. Rick Ortiz, 310 Nautical Estates Drive. Just in regards in the first two, ID 254995 and ID 254996, I know that there's a continuance to December 3rd, which is a change. And my question is whether you can answer or not, whenever they submit those changes, when will they be available for the public to view prior to the December 3rd meeting?
As a commissioner, we can't address that. Maybe staff could address that question.
After the meeting, I'm sorry. We can't have any dialogue between and call the public, but certainly after the meeting, please get with staff and we're happy to provide the answers to those questions. You're welcome.
Okay, anybody else that wishes to address the commission? Hearing none, I'll go ahead and close the public comment to the commission, call to the public. Future meetings, Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission is scheduled for Wednesday, November 19th, 2025, and we have four public hearing items on the agenda for that night that are all new. So,
that's
a busy night. That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much, commissioners. We stand adjourned.